Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. My name is Keely, and today I'm finally feeling better. I think yesterday I had a little 24-hour stomach bug, and the show must go on, but regardless, I was not feeling super great. I wasn't as sick as I could have been, but I just felt off. So today I felt inspired to talk about narcissism, because one of my clients, her story really mirrors my own. And having been engaged to narcissists for 5 years, she was also in a long-term relationship with a narcissist, and I think it's like a little over a year outside of that relationship. And it's been really interesting seeing her thought process as she processes what happened to her. And so I thought today I would give you 3 things I did to stop attracting narcissists into my life, because before my dark night of the soul, my great spiritual awakening, I attracted an abundance of narcissistic people into my life. And I could not understand why I had friends who had these wonderful lives with wonderful people that were always like graciously helping them and doing them with things. And that was not my reality. And so back in 2019, when I first met my friend Kelsey and started hanging out with her, I was just baffled by the fact her dad helped her with everything. Her mom would step up and do things for her. While that relationship isn't perfect by any means, all the guys that she told me about that she had dated were just like, would do literally anything for her. And yet I was in relationships where I was doing everything for the guys I was with. And not only that, but the people that were coming to my life would act like they were my friends until I set a boundary and was like, hey, I'm not so fond of this. Then they would change so quick and get angry and aggressive and arrogant and like all these things. And I just felt like the people around me said they loved me, said they liked me, said they wanted to be, you know, on my team, but they were constantly dragging me down. And so I want to share with you these 3 things that I, looking back, that I did that I truly believe is the reason why no narcissistic personality can even like come close to being in my circle at all. Like, I can spot a narcissist from a million miles away, and I know exactly what to do to rub them the wrong way to get them out of my life as quick as possible. So we're gonna start with number one, and number one is to understand the true nature of a narcissist. So a lot of people don't even understand what a narcissist is. They throw that word around like it's like the latest buzzword, and they think it means people that are arrogant, selfish, and vain, but it actually is something much grander than that. It's a personality disorder of sorts. And I found a framework for remembering the traits of a narcissist, and it's called special me. And it starts with sense of self-importance, occupation with power, beauty, or success, entitlement, can only be on people who are important or special, interpersonal exploitive for their own gain, interpersonally they exploit people for their own gain, arrogant, lack of empathy. I think lack of empathy is the biggest one, because for example, one of my clients, she was in a relationship with a narcissist, and her sister just died, and she had a crying spell on the way home from something, and she just started crying, and he pulled over, and when she kindly came to and got all of the feelings out, she looked over and he'd fallen asleep. And that's because in a moment like this, there's absolutely no other way to be but empathetic. And so it's like their brain short circuits because they absolutely cannot feel any empathy. They can't process that emotion because empathy requires self-reflection. And the thing about narcissists is they can't actually self-reflect. Like, it's impossible for them to do so. They can't see themselves clearly enough to be able to reflect emotion back to themselves. And then they must be admired, and they're envious of others, and they believe that others are envious of them. This is a little bit of like a, I don't know, a shallow list. I've definitely personally feel like narcissists also do a lot of future projection, and they do a lot of, what's the word? Oh my gosh. Gaslighting. They're really great at gaslighting. And they will, in the beginning of the relationship, they will love bomb. They're so great at love bombing. And then afterwards, when they've got you kind of hooked, they will then start withdrawing love because they use a lot of manipulation. So anyway, that's the first thing. Really understand what narcissist is and understand that whatever is happening in your relationship is not your fault. That is just the true nature of the narcissist, and they will just do anything in their power to get what they want, and to use everything to their gain, like it says, to use everything for their own, exploit people for their own gain. Okay, number two, stop people pleasing. So this is where people pleasers have a really hard time setting boundaries because they want everyone around them to be happy with them. They don't want anyone to be mad at them. They don't want to upset anybody. And they're normally very empathetic people themselves, so they can't imagine anyone else not being empathetic. So this is where the problem comes in, because you're so empathetic and you're so understanding. And when someone is like, hey, will you do this for me? You literally can't say no, even though it's not benefiting you at all. And so you have to be able to start understanding how to put boundaries in place. And a lot of people don't understand what a boundary even is. So in short, a boundary is when you draw a line in the sand where you're like, okay. So for example, explaining boundaries can be difficult because it's a spectrum. But for example, say you went on a wonderful date and it's like the first or second, or it's the first week of dating, and the guy wants to come in or he wants to invite you up, and you say no. I don't do that when I just am not getting to know someone. That's a boundary. Another one could be when he's calling and texting you and you're like, oh, I've got to work. And so you just text him back and say, hey, I'm really busy right now. I'll get back to you when I can a little bit later. It's communication, but also a boundary. Like, hey, I can't text you right now. I can't give you what you want right now. So I'm going to do it when I can.
Hey.
Katrine says hello, everybody. So being able to speak up and advocate for yourself and stop doing things because you want to make everybody around you happy, really necessary to start driving away narcissists. All right, and number three, to know yourself and be confident with who you are. Narcissists love it. A lot of us as women, we get into relationships with narcissists when we're really young. Because we're naive, we don't understand that people can say they love us, but also use us and hurt us just yet. And so you've got to go out there and you have to make your life so amazing that no one else can, like, a man can't possibly come in unless he makes your life amazing as well. And so I think this is a lie that we've been sold, kind of an old way of thinking about relationships where, you know, oh, we need a partner to complete us. We need a partner that can raise us up and help us. And while having a partner that we want to have a partner that does benefit our life, we don't necessarily want to leave voids in our life for a man to come and fill, because then that's a form of dependency. And when you're dependent on someone, you can fall for someone like a narcissist who is going to be very, very kind in the beginning, but then withdraw his love the first chance he gets to be able to start using you for his own gain. So those are the three things that I did. I really, once I was outside the relationship with the narcissist and I was in counseling, the counselor really helped me to understand that it wasn't me, it wasn't my fault, that it was the nature of the partner that I was with. Then I was able to start putting boundaries in place and understand and start putting that into practice where I would start saying no and be like, oh my God, I'd be so anxious, nervous, feel guilty, all the things, because I was speaking up for myself when I had never had before. And then I started to fill the voids in my life. I started to fix my financial situation that I had allowed my ex to wreak havoc on. I started to eat better and get exercise and deal with stress and feel better in my body instead of relying on somebody else to come in and validate, make me feel better. I started working on myself. I started to be able to sit with tough emotions instead of needing validation from my partner. I started to go out and do fun things and travel and stopped waiting on somebody else to come in and invite me to do those things. I started making my life so amazing that no one below the vibration that I was on could even come into it. So I invite you to do the same thing so you can start driving narcissists away from your life as well. So with that, much love. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will be back for another episode soon. Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.